this Friday, March 29th, NBA Propcast edition of the Propcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com. Use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today and make sure you use that promo code NBA SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
And taking a shot, the ground down, bails, he gets the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws.
Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Propcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Friday, March the 29th, currently 12:50 on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA Propcast player props here for the Friday schedule in the association. And joining me here to help me break it all down, you guys know him as a voice, of course, on the NFL Propcast as well. It's my main man, Chris B. Captain. Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing this Friday afternoon?
Happy Friday, Munoff. I'm doing well, man. Doing well. Like we talked about it a little bit before the show, but it's a ton of games. I feel like every NBA team and the teams that, you know, like the Supersonics, the teams that used to play, they playing too. We got the Bobcats out here. It's the slate is full, you know. We have a lot to choose from. It's like a buffet, especially when we're talking about player props. So I'm excited to jump into it for today, man, and see if we can put some more cash in our pockets and our listeners' pockets as well.
Yeah, we got to tout ourselves a little bit here. We're coming off of one of our best shows. I mean, does it get any better than it did last week, or sorry, on Wednesday for us, going a perfect 6-0 on the player props that we did give out. So like you mentioned, hopefully we can continue that here on the Friday pod, putting money in our pockets, also our listeners. You know, I were talking offline that one of our listeners actually parlayed all six player props that we gave out officially, and they turned, I think, what, $7 into 400 some odd dollars. So hopefully we can carry that momentum here into the Friday night card in the association. Not a lot going on, Chris. I know we're trying to, you know, scratch and claw our way to the finish line in the association. I think one newsworthy note that did come out, I believe it was on Wednesday, when the Sixers played the Clippers. Dick Nurse said that there's a pretty good chance, actually a great chance, that Joel Embiid does return for the Philadelphia 76ers. Before the playoffs start. And I think that would be absolutely huge for the Philadelphia 76ers getting, you know, Embiid some games before the season ends, kind of shaking off the rust, you know, getting up to conditioning, because you want to be playing your best basketball going into, obviously, the Eastern Conference playoffs. So I think that's pretty good news there. But other than that, I think, again, pretty quiet week. Donovan Mitchell should return here tonight. For the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think we mentioned that as well. So seems like slowly but surely a lot of these guys are starting to get healthy at the right time. I think a lot of the coaches are and teams are doing whatever they can to keep their guys healthy, that teams at least that are in playoff contention and have those guys healthy and ready to go to make a playoff run here. But anything that else kind of else that stuck out to you as far as injury news or any player performances you want to mention?
Nah, not much. You know, we, like you said, it's been, I feel like, you know, we see the motivation for the teams, but a lot of these teams are wearing down too. So we haven't seen, you know, any of the 70-point games or the 65-point games, yeah, or any of those, like, really, you know, Luka continues to be Luka. But outside of that, man, I think, like you said, it's, you know, hasn't been much. DeJounte Murray did have a, what, 40-point game?
Four last night, I think.
Yeah, on 44 shots or something like that, and said that Kobe would have been proud of him. Yeah. So outside of that, I think that was the biggest one that kind of stood out to me yesterday and over the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, we you and I talked about set volumes with Trae Young being done for the season for the Atlanta Hawks, that DeJounte Murray was going to have to be that guy, and he's done this part. And again, 44 shots. I saw that tweet last night that Kobe would have definitely been proud, but they needed every one of them, and they needed especially that last bucket that he got against the Boston Celtics last night. Outright victory as a 16.5-point underdog were the Atlanta Hawks. And I think now is a time we probably need to, from a betting perspective, just pump the brakes on maybe betting on the Boston Celtics, because I mean, they've pretty much wrapped up the Eastern Conference number one seed, and they don't have anything left to really play for. So I think we can probably maybe rest in peace the first half ATS trend for the Celtics this season, maybe their team totals as well. But I think, I think they just need to stay healthy, and they still need to continue playing their best basketball as well, because they've been struggling over the last two games, at least against the Atlanta Hawks. So we'll see how that transpires for the Celtics as we wind down the season here. But Chris, hey, our listeners here are listening to us coming off that 6-0 performance that we gave out on Wednesday as far as our player props went here on the NBA PropCast. And SGPN, hey, look, we're home to 20-plus gambling podcasts. That's right, 20-plus. And guess what, guys? It's all completely free. And in honor of March Madness, we're on to the Sweet 16, and then we'll find out the final four teams that head to the Elite Eight. Sports Gambling Podcast, a flagship SGPN hosted by Ryan Real Money Kramer and Sean Stack in the Money Green, where the guys have been picking every tournament game for free since 2012. And of course, the college basketball experience. Those guys don't need any introduction, but Kobe Dant, aka Pick Dundee, Ryan Moneyline Mac, and producer Noah B continue their unmatched coverage of the college basketball betting show. Show them support. And obviously, of course, all the other shows across the networks. If you haven't already subscribed to all those shows on the network, go ahead and do so. Subscribe today to the Sports Gambling Podcast, and of course, the College Basketball Experience wherever you do get your podcast. All right, Chris, let's get into our player props for the Friday night schedule here, my man. You want to lead us off with your first player prop?
Yes, sir. Let's do it. Minov, we are going to, where are we going to first? Let's go to one of the first games on the board. Minov, the Clippers will be in Orlando tonight, taking on this Orlando Magic team looking to bounce back. And I'm looking at Jalen Suggs. He's actually probably one of my favorite player props on the day. His points are 10.5, is 11, 10.5 minus 128. So it's a little bit of juice there, but I'm cool with the 11.5 as well. I know it's an extremely low total, and we don't expect this game to be, like a Indiana Pacers type game. But yeah, I think it's a buy low spot, and we love buy low spots. Back-to-back stinkers, 4 points on 1-for-7 shooting against the Golden State Warriors the other day, one of the reasons why they lost that game, no exterior shooting at all. And before that, they had 3 days off, and the Sacramento Kings were in town. He had 9 points on just 3-for-10 shooting. So the shots are there. The minutes are there. He's just 2-for-10 in the last two games from the three-point line. Before that, he actually had back-to-back cashes against the Pelicans and against the Charlotte Hornets with 22 points and 16 points in both of those spots. Now he gets the Clippers defense, that's not been great, not close to the Golden State Warriors and the Sacramento Kings. Clippers are actually the second worst defensive rated team over the last 2 weeks in defensive efficiency anyway. They're also the worst three-point defensive team from the corner three and from the above the break three. They're 30th in both of those spots. And if you know anything about Jalen Suggs, that's what he's out there to do. Stretch the floor, make it easier for guys like Franz Wagner, for, Paolo Banchero, to get to their spots. Wendell Carter Jr., same thing. Suggs has been jacking too. If he's shooting, even with that said, like I said, 2-for-10 in his last two games, he's still shooting 41% in 10 games across the month of March, even though he went 2-for-10 in his last game. So it's a perfect bounce back splash buy low spot for Suggs here tonight. In two career games against the Clippers, he does have 11 and 14 points as well. And he shot better than 50% in both of those games as well. Also, just popped up on the injury report, Markelle Fultz now listed as questionable, injury management. So he could potentially not play in this game, which equals even more opportunity and more minutes for Jalen Suggs. So I love Jalen Suggs in this spot here tonight. Clippers defense can do a pretty good job of limiting teams at the rim, which we know that Orlando is number one in rim frequency over the last 2 weeks. So I think Jalen Suggs, that outside shot, should come into play in this game. So give me Jalen Suggs over his 10.5 points. Hear me enough. I'm also comfortable with it at 11.5 as well.
They're going to need it, right? I think the key right now for this Orlando Magic team, and also going in to next season over the offseason, it's going to have to be adding 3-point shooting, because that's the area that they do struggle in. That was one of the reasons why they weren't able to stay competitive with the Golden State Warriors the other night, because like you mentioned with the Clippers, they're not a very good 3-point shooting defense over the last five games. And again, the Golden State Warriors fit that category there as well. So I think for Jalen Suggs, like you mentioned, it's a great bounce back spot coming off of those two horrendous shooting nights. And I think there's an opportunity where, again, you mentioned it, we were on Tyrese Maxey for a reason, his three pointers in the last game against the Clippers, because their 3-point defense hasn't been very good. So I think there's an opportunity here for Jalen Suggs to, you know, score points here tonight and possibly even knock down a couple 3-point shots. Be curious to see what his 3-point prop is here tonight. I'm pretty sure it's probably at 1.5 with a little bit of vig on it, but let me see if I can find it here. Yeah, it's at -160 on the over 1.5. But again, you probably want to stick with the points here because Jalen Suggs is a guy that can get to the basket, to the free throw line as well. And asking him to get 11 points in a spot where it's a good bounce back spot against a bad defense, I think is definitely in the realm of a possibility here tonight. So, Jalen Suggs over 10.5 points as player prop number one. For Chris. Chris, you know, a lot of times we've said 1+1=2. If it's not broken, don't try to fix it. But I'm going to go back to the well of rebounding props and just fading the Wizards. They have their hands full tonight. Jalen Duren, this number was at 11.5 last night. It's moved to 12.5 now. But I mean, it speaks for itself. Three meetings this season against the Washington Wizards. Jalen Duren has had 14 rebounds, 19 rebounds. In the most recent game, I believe he had 18 rebounds. Yes. So he's actually just been dominating on the boards against his Wizards team. And it was something similar on why we looked at Nick Claxton on the Wednesday night schedule. Fortunately for us and the episode, that game had to go to overtime for us to get the victory there. But he finished that game with 13 rebounds. He had 10 at the end of regulation before it did go into overtime. But I think Jalen Duren has just been an absolute monster, and he's been one of my favorite players to bet on his player props, especially the rebound and the points this season. I mean, over the last couple of games here, he had 11 against the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's going up against a guy like Rudy Gobert. He had 12 rebounds against the Pacers, 17 in a game against the Miami Heat. So we know the ability for him to get those rebounds is 100% there, and he's averaging 17 rebounds over the three games this season against the Washington Wizards. And again, the Wizards continue to allow the most rebounds to that center position. So I'm looking for Jalen Duren to have another big night here, rebounding the basketball. If you guys want to ladder this up to, you know, 15+, 16+, 17+, 18+, I definitely think that this is in the realm of possibility here tonight for Jalen Duren. So player prop number one here for me, Chris, Jalen Duren over 12.5 rebounds.
This is actually my favorite one on the board today, Munoff, and it's for obvious reasons. I mean, you gave out a ton of good reasons. The only thing I'll say is his minutes have been a little shaky, about 25 since he came back from the injury. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I talked about this morning. This is a number that he could potentially get in the first half, Munoff. If Detroit comes out, and not even Detroit, Washington still missing Tyus Jones, their offense isn't as good without him. So, you know, if they're missing shots, Duren could potentially get, you know, a double-double in the first half in this game. They're already down one center because Rashad Holmes is also listed as out in this game. So all you got is Bagley down there. Mm-hmm. It makes a ton of sense here. You know, over 11.5, over 12.5. The only way I will be looking is taking the over on Duren rebounds here.
There we go. Hopefully that one gets us to the window for sure. All right, Chris, before we get into our second round of player props here, let me tell everyone about Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based. They're available in 40 states, and peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes and tons of fun social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut even offers lower vig and fully customizable odds to create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and more. They also have a rewards program. You can get cash back in every single time you bet against your friends or other users. Download Cut today in the App Store or over at cut.com. That's K-U-T-T. And use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports and also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play their pick 'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. You can also make rival picks, which pits two players against each other. Sign up today with promo code NBA SGPN or get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Again, visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our promo code NBASGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 years or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Chris, take us over to your player prop number two, my friend. What do you got?
So let's go over to actually one of, yeah, you know what? Let's stay in the early game, one of the early games. We're going up the street to Cleveland. Philadelphia will be in town tonight, and I'm looking at Maxey here, you know, over his three-point makes. 2.5 is the number. Tad bit juice, a little bit less juice. -122 is where I saw that over on FanDuel. And this one was pretty simple for me, you know. Maxey shooting a ton, and the Cleveland Cavaliers are not defending the three-point line well. So Maxey specifically, he's attempting almost 6.7 above the break three specifically in the month of March. It by far leads the team. Of course, Buddy Hill is number two. And he's shooting almost 37%, making almost 2.5 per game, just specifically from the above the break three. He's actually had at least 3 made threes now, you know, in 3 straight games, and 7 of his last 9 games as well. He's actually gone over the 2.5 three-point makes, which makes sense why you got to pay. You see the little vig on this one. And yeah. I talked about it a little bit, but Cleveland, the numbers defensively, that's their weakest spot here. You know, we know Jared Allen controls the paint. Evan Mobley's back. He controls the paint as well. But the three-point shot, they've really struggled with, specifically the above-the-break three, which is where Maxey loves to shoot, 6.7 attempts in the month of March. Last 2 weeks, Cleveland's defense is allowing teams to shoot 38%, which is the third worst, from specifically from the above-the-break three. Maxey loves to come down and pull up in transition. He loves to lull you to sleep and, you know, shoot his step back or his snatchback three. Maxey's also attempting he's also shooting less attempts, but a better field goal percentage from the corner three as well here, you know. So that's another opportunity for him to be able to get there. So the opportunities will be there for, you know, against this Cleveland team. And I think Maxey will take advantage of it tonight. Give me Maxey over his 2.5 three-point makes here tonight as well.
Yeah, again, another thing that if it's not broken, don't try to fix it. Again, Maxey has been playing some great basketball for this Sixers team, especially since he returned from injury. He's knocked it at least 3 down in 3 straight games for the Philadelphia 76ers. And again, if this team is going to have success, at least offensively, it's going to have to be with Tyrese Maxey until they get Joel Embiid back. And he has stepped up to the plate in those spots. So we know the shot volume is going to be there for Maxey, number one. We know the minutes played are going to be there for Maxey, number two, because he's played an average of 38 minutes over the last 5 games, or over the last 2 out of the last 3 games. He's played 44 minutes in each of those 2 games. So coincidentally, they were against the Clippers. But it's just a thing, right? Like you mentioned, like shot volume, and he gets about 33% of his shots up from beyond the arc. And we know that he can knock it down. So we'll go back to the well again. Tyrese Maxey over 2.5 three-point shots made here against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Chris, I'll say on this three-point trail here as well, fading another defense that's been absolutely atrocious against the three-point line, and that's going to be the Charlotte Hornets. You got Mr. Steph Curry coming to town here tonight. His number's at 4.5 in this game. Curry going back to the place where he did grow up in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I do expect him to, you know, maybe have a little bit of more pep in his step in this game. But again, number one, let's look at the Warriors, right? The Rockets are on their heels for that number 10 spot. So you're going to get the best effort out of this team, you know, going forward for the rest of the season. But Steph Curry, I mean, the numbers speak for himself. One of the best shooters, if not the best shooter. I'm crowning him the best shooter, at least our generation, Chris. And it's not even close, right? I mean, we know what this guy can do. He's averaging 11 attempts from beyond the arc over the last 5 games. He's hit at least 5 three-pointers in 2 of the last 5 games. But I think the thing that really sticks out is that it seems like the Charlotte Hornets are really giving up the open look. And you don't want to do that against a guy like Steph Curry, because he can torch you and get over this number within the first half. Maybe even within the first quarter if he just comes out firing. So, I mean, you take a look, like I mentioned, with the Hornets, they're allowing 16.2 three-pointers made over the last 5 games. That is the league's worst. They're allowing opponents to shoot 40.2% 40.1% from beyond the arc. That's the second worst over the last five games. And they're giving up the attempts as well, where they're allowing the fourth most attempts from beyond the arc, 40.4. So you got Steph Curry coming to town. You got Klay Thompson coming to town. I expect those two guys to at least, and especially Steph Curry, to light it up from beyond the arc here, Chris. So give me Steph Curry over 4.5 three-pointers made in this game against the Hornets.
Right there, line with you, Munoff. It's like you took the notes off my page. I also like that he has been shooting the ball well, Munoff. You know, it's another bounce back spot too, right? Yeah. 3 for 8 against the Orlando Magic, only had 17 points, 3 for 10 against the Miami Heat, and only had 17 points as well. So 6 for his last 18, which is equals about what, 33%? And we know he's a much better shooter than that. The numbers tell us that he's shooting 36% on the season. So you definitely expect some regression there, some positive regression there. Against the Timberwolves, he shot 5 for 11, 45%. Against the Indiana Pacers, 6 for 18, 33% there. And you mentioned it, you know, if he right after, you know, Draymond, you know, gets on your nerves so bad that it brings you to tears in the game for getting kicked out. Exactly what you need, you know, is you need to see your little brother who won't be playing in this game. And you need to see your pops. So I'm pretty sure they got a nice dinner last night. He got a chance to vent and he told them, I'm gonna kill you guys today. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how his evening went here, you know. So yeah, Steph is in a really, really good spot. You mentioned the numbers. The only thing that's more elite than him shooting the three, you know, is how bad this Charlotte defense is against it. I mean, this is elite bad defense as of late. Not only you mentioned the numbers, you know, but how bad they are, you know, defending the three. Yep. The 28th in accuracy, allowing teams to shoot 41% from above the break three. But they're 29th in defense frequency. So teams are shooting the second most threes against them as well. And overall, last 2 weeks, they're shooting the most threes overall. So that's corner three and above the break three. This is a no-brainer. Steph, you know, dad on the call, brother in the stands, mom in the suite, and he's letting them go. Expect this to cash before halftime. Steph, big, big game tonight. Him, you know, if I like the over 4.5 with you.
I love it, man. Again, yeah, hopefully a big night for Steph Curry. Shooting the three ball here tonight against a city, or against a team in a city where he did grow up. Chris, you want to take us over to your third player prop, or is that was Steph Curry the other one?
Man, you know what? I got a lot, you know, so we'll just keep going. But yeah, I did have Steph down. But like I said, we'll just keep going. We'll go let's go to the last game on the board. So we got we'll just call it one of the last games on the board. I think it's the last game though. I'm looking at the Sacramento Kings and the Dallas Mavericks game here, Munoff, and I know that Dallas has been playing some really good defense. I just checked it. They're the number one rated defensive team over the last 2 weeks, really locking teams down. But I do think that they caught Sacramento in a very sleepy spot the other day. I know you were you made some money with the Dallas Mavericks, and I did too. It was a second leg of a back-to-back, third game in four nights, fourth and sixth, and a fifth and seventh, and it was the second game back home after a road trip as well. I'm expecting him to bounce back a little bit, him, you know, and I like Malik Monk specifically, and it's for a couple different reasons. First off, he's off three straight duds, so you get the buy low spot, right? Only 10 points against Dallas in that game 2 days ago, 5 for 13 shooting from the floor, played 27 minutes, so the minutes are always going to be there. The night before, when he played against the Orlando Magic, 11 points, only 4 for 11 shooting in that game. I'm sorry, that was against Philly the night before. But then you go back 3 games ago, 0 for 11 shooting against the Orlando Magic and finished with 0 points. So he's coming off three straight duds, like I said. And given that they lost by 26 points against this Dallas Mavericks team, and they're much more rested in this spot, I think Malik Monk contributes in a big, big way here. The reason why I like Malik Monk is because Dallas is actually number 9 in the league in the last 2 weeks at limiting rim frequency. So to me, that says that Sabonis won't have as big of a game. And potentially, maybe even De'Aaron Fox. But maybe it's De'Aaron Fox that could be the play here. But they are doing a really good job. Dallas, we know that they, you know, bought Daniel Gafford over. Derek Lively is amazing as a rookie at protecting the rim as well. So I don't think Sabonis will have as big of a night, in my opinion, which leads me to guys like Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox. Monk will, I think, benefit, you know, from playing against Dallas's backups as well, because he doesn't, you know, start and comes in off the bench. And we're talking about, you know, probably a front runner at this point here, you know, for, you know, the sixth man of the year. Yeah. And going back, just looking at it, prior to Malik Monk's duds, those last 3 games, he'd actually cashed 4 straight games in a row. So I think it's a nice buy low spot with him just sitting at 15 and a half points here. And he, you know, offensively contributes to help Sacramento keep this game close here, you know. So give me Malik Monk in a game that I think, you know, Sabonis won't be as effective. Also consider Sabonis under his 20 and a half points here. Because I do think that he struggles to score as he did in the last game. But I think Malik Monk, you know, contributes in a big way here, you know. So give me Malik Monk over his 15 and a half points in a bounce back spot for him.
It's a big game for the Kings, right? I mean, just take a look at the Western Conference standings right now. I mean, 4 through 10, they're separated by a handful of games. And for, you know, the Dallas Mavericks, the way they were able to just come out and absolutely just take care of business against this Kings team the other night, I want to see how much pride the Sacramento Kings team has. And like you mentioned, it's going to have to start with guard play, right? Whether it's De'Aaron Fox or whether in our case, it is Malik Monk coming off of the bench for this Sacramento Kings team. So again, I think the theme tonight at least has been, you know, guys in bounce back spots. And I think there's an opportunity where you want to take advantage of that against the books, because again, Malik Monk, over the last three games, like you mentioned there, Chris, he hasn't been very efficient, right? 9 of 35 over his last three games. So I think this is a good spot for him on Friday night at home, looking to bounce back in a big game for playoff seeding. You want to avoid being in that play-in tournament bracket. You're one game behind the one game behind the Dallas Mavericks, who you play tonight for that sixth spot. You're half a game behind the Phoenix Suns, who are playing the Thunder tonight, possibly without SGA. So again, you need a step up tonight. I think that's going to have to really be on their guard play, because like you mentioned, Sabonis may not be as effective because of the depth they actually did finally bring in with, like you mentioned, Daniel Gafford for giving them rim protection. So I expect a big night here from Malik Monk for the Sacramento Kings. All right, Chris, for my third player prop, a couple of different ways we could have gone here. So I think that Anthony Davis has a big game here tonight, and I do expect him to play here tonight because it's an opportunity for the Lakers to continue their winning streak here and just pile up the wins, because right now it's go time for a lot of these teams, like we've talked about, at volume. So Anthony Davis, I'm looking at his points and rebounds to go over here tonight. That number's at 39.5. He is officially questionable on the injury report, but I do expect him to be out there for the LA Lakers. But let's take a look over the last five games. Davis has just absolutely been dominating. He's averaging close to 25 points per game, 15 rebounds. He's coming off a game against the Bucks where, yeah, I do understand it went into double overtime where he had 34 points and 23 rebounds. But these two teams had just matched up this past Sunday. And in that game, Anthony Davis had 36 points and 16 rebounds. I think it just comes down that he's a matchup nightmare for this Indiana Pacers team, and he can just dominate inside the paint. Miles Turner is probably the guy that ends up guarding him, but he's a guy that he can get into foul trouble. We know the shot volume is going to be there for Anthony Davis. He's very efficient from the floor, get to the free throw line. The rebounding speaks for itself, because that's, again, an area where the Indiana Pacers have struggled. And in the two games this season against the Indiana Pacers, Anthony Davis has scored 31 and 14 back on. Going back to last season, I should say 31 and 14. And then this season, like I mentioned, this past Sunday in 40 minutes, he had 36 points and 16 rebounds. So I think that performance continues to and dominates here for a guy like Anthony Davis here, Chris. So I'm all over Anthony Davis here tonight. Points and rebounds over 39.5.
You know what's crazy about this, Minov? I actually wrote this down too. So we're definitely thinking alike. What's crazy about this is the Indiana Pacers, when we think about them, you know, looking into the advanced numbers, they do such a good job, you know, of taking away three-point shots. And yeah, they do such a good job of taking away paint, like touches, and like, they don't let you score in the paint. Typically, you got to be a team like the Chicago Bulls or the Clippers to really beat them, a team that, you know, takes a majority of their shots in the mid-range. And for whatever reason, I was on the under in that game on Sunday. And, you know, the Lakers pretty much hit their team total through three quarters. They literally put their head down, got to the rim, and did whatever they wanted throughout the entire game. And a lot of that had to do with Anthony Davis. And you would think, you know, in that spot, after losing the in-season tournament, that this team would come out and be super motivated, and they weren't. I mean, they just laid an egg. So If Anthony Davis is going to play, I don't see anybody, unless they, you know, signed Dikembe Mutombo from, you know, 2001, you know, if I don't think that, you know, they have a matchup that's going to be able to slow him down at all. Nesmith and Siakam and Miles Turner are just a tad bit too small. So if you're betting the under here, you're basically banking on Anthony Davis not, you know, being 100% healthy. So only would be able to look towards is over here, and I'd be right there with you, you know.
Yeah, and like you mentioned, it's interesting because on paper, like defensively, the numbers stand out, but I think it's just the pace that ends up that the Pacers play at is, and also this Lakers team, the pace they play at, especially on the road, like it's just interesting to me that doing on paper and on, like you mentioned, like you're like you and I, like you mentioned, we think alike and we look at all the stats and everything, but then we actually go out and play. It seems like that none of that matters. And against, you know, the past several seasons, I've just bet on opposing big men against the Pacers, and it's gotten to the window more times than not, obviously. So, you know, sometimes, like we mentioned, sometimes 1 + 1 = 2, sometimes 1 + 1 = 3 in sports betting, and that's just kind of how it goes. But yeah, hopefully it's another great game here tonight between the Pacers and the Lakers. And again, Lakers right now, it looks like they're hitting their stride. They're starting to play some of their best basketball right now. Like you mentioned, this is the best time where you want to start playing your best basketball here. Chris, before we do get into honorable mentions here for tonight, let me quickly tell everyone about our friends over at Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Chris, let's get into honorable mentions here for tonight. If we do have any anything on your list you want to give out as an honorable mention.
Yes, I'm looking at Brunson tonight, you know, and this is strictly matchup based. I think his points are 27.5, 28.5, and that total is dropping. So it's kind of scary, and it's one of the reasons why I didn't make an official play, but I was expecting Brunson number to be somewhere closer to like 25.5, maybe. 28.5, 27, 28.5 feels a tad bit high. Yeah. But I'll say this, you know, if you go through and look at how the San Antonio Spurs play defense and how the New York Knicks play offense, it lends itself to a game where the Knicks are going to have to not rely on the 3-point shot as much. Over the past 2 weeks, they're number one in corner three frequency. They're number eighth in corner three accuracy. They're doing a really good job of shooting the ball from three. I mean, it's really just Brunson putting his head down, getting to the rim, kicking it out to other guys, which is why we took his assist over, you know, on Wednesday. He cashed it in the first half for us. As far as getting to the paint here, you know, I think that's where the Knicks are going to have to score the ball. They're fourth in paint frequency, second in paint accuracy. And if you want to attack the San Antonio Spurs, that's how you have to do it. They're not allowing teams to shoot a bunch of threes right now. Teams are shooting the second fewest threes. Although they are shooting 36%, which ranks them, you know, 20th. But the Knicks, so something's going to have to give, you know. We got a Knicks team that's shooting the second most threes, and they're shooting it really well, ninth in accuracy. But you got a San Antonio team that's actually limiting teams to the second fewest free throws. To me, what that means, when I'm trying to, like, make that make sense in my head, to me it means Brunson's going to put his head down and try to get to the rim. Dante DiVincenzo, McBride, those guys who are typically making the three-pointers, I'm not sure if they're going to fall today. But I do think that means Brunson has more usage and Brunson scores more points. So Brunson would be – he's my biggest guy that I have on, you know, kind of looking at him, you know. But I haven't pulled the trigger on him quite yet because I do think with San Antonio being the team that allows the most rim shots, they are 30th in frequency on the opponent side. Opponents shooting 36% of their field goal attempts against the San Antonio Spurs at the rim. I think that lends itself to a Jalen Brunson over because he's the guy that's going to put his head down and attack this defense and get to the paint. So Brunson is the biggest lean that I have so far. You know, I know we're talking about the same game because we both like Steph, but I think this could be a Klay game as well. His threes are sitting at 3.5. The reason I chose Steph, probably similar to you, Minoff, is because it's juiced. I think it's like minus 135, whereas you can get Steph over 4.5 and not lay as much big. So really, like, I think Clay could also have a big game because we gave out the numbers for Charlotte three-point defense, and they are really, really bad. So looking at those guys, Minoff, and I think those are the biggest ones. I know we had some that you gave out that I already had on my list as well. So it's a ton to like today, man. Ton to like today as well.
Yeah, I was looking at my guys, the Rockets here. The Jalen Green points prop, now the books have adjusted to it. So I couldn't get there with Jalen Green. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if he does have another 30-plus point night here. For the Houston Rockets, I'm going to say they have adjusted that number to now 27 or 28 and a half here. Let me double check for Jalen Green. It's at 27 and a half. So that number has been adjusted because it was just earlier this week, man. I want to say it was at 23 and a half, 24 and a half, but he's been playing out of his mind. His 3-point prop, if you want to look at that, he's averaging 12 attempts per game over the last five games. He's knocked down an average of 5.8. He's averaging 34.6 points per game over the last five games. I wanted to get there with Fred VanVleet assist, because the Utah Jazz are allowing the most assists to the point guard position, at least over the course of the season. And I think over the last 2 weeks, that's stayed pretty consistent for the Utah Jazz defense there. He's been a little bit more inconsistent, Fred VanVleet, on his assist. That number is at 8.5, but I do expect the Rockets to have a lot of success here tonight. Scoring the basketball. So I think that's going to have to be led by guys like, obviously, Fred VanVleet and Jalen Green here tonight. So those are the other two that I was considering here for tonight.
Minoff, quick question for you while we're talking about it, because I considered both of those as well. And I saw Fred VanVleet threes, and I was like, man, I really want to take a stab there. I think the books have kind of adjusted that line, so there's not a ton of value there. You got to take them at 3.5, and I think it's like plus 130, I think, is what I saw right before we started the show, because I definitely considered that. If you had to, would you play VanVleet points here, Minoff, over his threes, just because the three-point volume is not always there? Or do you just think that because the Jazz three-point defense is bottom three in pretty much every category, that you would look towards his over threes? Also, keeping in mind that he's coming off a game where he played 43 minutes in overtime against the Oklahoma City Thunder the other day. Would you play his points, or would you like his threes or assists more if you had to play one of those?
I think it would be threes for me, because if you just take a look at, and I'm just referencing the last five games, that about, let's see, I'll do the math here quickly. So 63% of his shot attempts over the last five games, Chris, are coming from beyond the arc. And it's either free throws for Fred VanVleet, or he's shooting it from beyond the arc. So I would look at his 3-point props here tonight. He did have a game earlier this season where against the Utah Jazz, or I should say in the two games this season against the Utah Jazz, one game he was 2-for-10, and the other game just was this on Saturday, last Saturday, when the Rockets dropped that 147 piece on them. He was 10 of 15 from the floor, or sorry, from 3-point land in that game. So 30 of his 34 points in that game came from beyond the arc. So I would go with his 3-point props here tonight over the points. The assists, again, they are allowing close to 10 assists per game, are the Utah Jazz. But I think this might be a game where Fred VanVleet, Jalen Green just combine for 10 plus threes here tonight at minimum, I would think, because we go back to that game last Saturday. Jalen Green in that game, 7 of 11 from the 3-point land. Fred VanVleet, 10 of 15. So those, between those two guys, Chris, they combined for 17 3-pointers made for the Houston Rockets. So I think that's an area that they probably continue here tonight against the Utah Jazz.
Okay. Ton of sense, Mino. Ton of sense.
Anything else you got you want to give out before we get to our best bets?
No. We'll stay there. But it is a ton of light tonight, man.
100%.
Light tonight.
All right, Chris, let's get over to our best bets here for the Friday night card. I'll let you lead off, man. What's your best bet?
I'm going back to the first one. You know, if I really feel in my soul that it's going to be a big Jalen Suggs night, man. I like it against this Clippers defense. I don't think that the other thing I don't think I did mention, this is the fifth straight home game of an 8-game homestand for the Orlando Magic as well. So they've been at home shooting on the same rims. And I like it. Like I said, super buy low spot. Give me his over 10.5 points. And like you said, you know, if I stayed away from the threes just because they were so juiced at 1.5. But yeah, this could be a game where, you know, he could potentially hit three and, you know, a couple free throws, and this could cash pretty easily. So like Jalen Suggs, shooting 41% over the last 10 games, even though he's just 2 for 10 in the last two. You know, the odds say that they'll bounce back, and no, potentially no Markelle Fultz as well, popped up on the injury report today. So give me Jalen Suggs, best bet, you know, over his 10.5 points here today.
Love it, man. All right, for my best bet, it's also gonna be the first one I gave out, Jalen Duren rebounds over 12.5. I mean, we laid out the numbers, right? He's averaging 17 rebounds against the Wizards this season, 14, 19, and 18. So he's crushed this number. Wizards allowing the most rebounds to that center position. I know that Isaiah Stewart is in there. I know Chris, you also mentioned that the minutes there for Jalen Duren have dipped a little bit since he has returned from the injury. But again, this could be an opportunity where he might just have double-digit rebounds by halftime, if not more than half of what we need here for tonight for Jalen Duren. So expect another big rebounding night for Jalen Duren. So I'll make that my best bet as well. Jalen Duren over 12.5 rebounds here tonight against the Washington Wizards. That's going to wrap it up, my friends, here for the NBA PropCast. Chris, we have a lot of action going on today, obviously with baseball starting, Sweet 16, and obviously the NBA here as well. So definitely excited for a great weekend of sports here, my friend. Anything else you want to mention before we get out of here?
Nah, man, enjoy the sports. Like you said, you know, if I know this is a, you know, NBA prop betting podcast, but yeah, enjoy the rest of the sports as well. Like you said, MLB just opened up yesterday. We got some, you know, we're in the thick of things with college basketball as well. So enjoy the games, bet responsibly as always. Definitely leave us a review if you guys haven't. If it's your first time listening, definitely leave us a review. We always say five star. Definitely appreciate it. And enjoy the weekend, everyone. We'll be back next week, hopefully, to give out some more winners.
Yeah, 100%. Hopefully we have another winning pod here. It'd be great if we get another sweep of 6-0. But again, the goal is always, at least at minimum, go to 4-2 and have a winning pod here. So hopefully we can do that here on the Friday night card. Definitely do love our looks here. A lot of the ones that we talked about, we're definitely aligned on for sure. So glad we're on the same page about that. Make sure you follow Chris on Twitter. That's at @ChrisBCappin with 2 P's and 2 N's. You can follow me there as well, at SportsNerd824. More importantly, make sure you guys subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast YouTube channel and leave us a review if you haven't already on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts or wherever you do get your podcasts. Appreciate all the love in the chat. Wouldn't be the same without you guys. Or appreciate everybody tapping in. We'll be back next week on Wednesday again for our player props. Till then, good luck with your bets. Let's break these books off and let it ride.